The first reading today, it's very interesting because as I was hearing it being proclaimed, the phrase that kept coming to my mind was, "For such a time as this." You know that phrase, "For such a time as this"? We can make an assessment of the world in which we live in. It's chaos. Its difficulties, its challenges, get kind of myopic in that way, and only seeing those things. We can imagine that this time is worse than when we were young, and when back in the day, when I was oblivious to all of the little things going on. But each day has its problems. We can ask ourselves the question, but Lord, why was I born at this time, in this place? It would have been so much better had I been born another place, another time, another situation. Really? Do you think you're a mistake? Do you really think that this present moment would be better off without you? Seemingly the Lord disagrees with you if you think in that way. How do I know? Because you are here. Do we fully understand in the present moment why we are here, what God is doing within us? No. We can feel like a polished arrow, prepared, sharpened, readied for battle. And what happens to that polished arrow? It's put on a string and it's drawn and shot, right? No. Not in the first reading. Seemingly that polished arrow is hidden away in the quiver for the particular moment. The particular need of God in that moment when he desires to draw it forth. Then, in that moment, you will see your purpose more clearly than ever before. Until then, in the darkness of the quiver, you begin to ask yourself the question, why am I here? What am I doing? I don't even know what I am. Seemingly here in the darkness with no purpose. God, what are you doing? For such a time as this. Turn to the gospel text and we see two situations. Two men, both of them, presumably following Jesus. Presumably both of them working miracles in his name, driving out demons, healing, proclaiming the Messiahship of Jesus. Both of them. Yet one betrays him and ends his own life in despair. The other denies him to save and preserve his life, but is reconciled again to him and goes on to be a foundation, proclamation of faith for the church, a rock who will one day lay down his life for his friend, Jesus. For such a time as this, my brothers and sisters, you were born. For such a time as this, you live here in this place. Do you understand everything? No. But you are here. Let us not waste today thinking about tomorrow. Let us spend today, today. Amen.